Yo, welcome back to Lyric's Truth, the Gospel Truth, and the Only Truth. Good morning. It is 7:44 in the morning at August 14th. So when you get in this, it's going to be August 17th. Talk about. I don't know, I just woke up this morning with like a message like, to tell people. And yeah, so I'm just getting to it. It's going to get a little personal, but we're going to get into it. Oh, so I just got distracted. Like, I'm, hold on. That's the devil. Devil trying to distract me. To know me, I hear the message. To know me is to know God, and to know God is to know me. No, I don't want you to know me. I don't want nobody to know, because to know me, the real me is God. Like, my identity is God. Completely. Completely, wholeheartedly. I love that man with everything in me, inside and out. Like, people just don't understand. Like, to know me is to know God. Seriously. That's the real me. That's the real, honest truth me. The person who God. I can spend hours talking about God and the things I done see him do to others. The things he done did for me. The Bible. I spent days, months talking about it. It won't stop, and you can see the excitement in my eyes, the glow of my eyes, because really, that's my favorite pastime. And when people be like, see, I always got this, they're like, you don't want people to know you, da da da. You're like, you're very cut off. No, but you know what side I always show people? The God side, because that's the only side you need to know, truthfully, because that's the real me. It's the real me. That's my identity. This other stuff you see, that's not me. And I can't show you. You want to know that side of me when that's temporary. I switched that up. Like, the season, that's a trend. That ain't the real me. The real me is God. And sometimes people don't comprehend that. It's fine. It's like, but I'll be really saying, I like, the this right here, this podcast, the YouTube, the TikTok, all that, that's the real me. Uncut, true me. Anything else you see, that's not me. That's the stuff that I just picked up on the way. Like, you see me in real life, you would never think I'm sitting down here talking on a podcast talking about God. Because I like wearing chains. I like being bright. I like having, well, I got a grill. I put a grill in my mouth. You would never think that this would be me. Because this right here is me, real, uncut, true. Because to know me is to know God, and God is my identity. I love this man wholeheartedly, man, on everything I love. I truly, truly do. But really, that's how it's supposed to be. Because this is just the outside. This is my spirit. This is my inside. Anything else you see is the outside. That's the world. That's not who I am. Some things I say out of my mouth, that's not how I truly feel or how I act. So no, it's really, I'm an imposter. That's the word. I'm an imposter. I'm nothing like that for real. Like, I love the Old Testament. I love the Old Testament more than the New Testament. That's very rare. Most people like New Testament. No, I love the Old Testament. I like that gory stuff. I like when they used to stone people. I feel like to this day we need to bring that back type of vibe. But like, so you wanna know me? You gotta know God. Cause that's the real me. This is the real me. Anything else ain't me. My identity is God, literally. When they ask you what your race is, God. Your gender, God. Like, that's really like, I really love this man. Everything inside me. Like, when I tell people that I want to preach, I want to spread the word, I want to save people. People look at me because they seen the outside version of me. And it's like, what? I be like, yeah, truthfully. I pray every morning, pray every night, pray multiple times in the day. Like, I really out here do this, but I really want to. That's my goal in life. And right now, I don't know how I'm going to preach it per se, but it's coming. I'm getting there. Like, and when it's time for all the doors to be open, the doors will be open. You can't bust open the doors. It's just all going to slow. I have to not the word, prove myself that I'm ready for that responsibility. Because God can't give you everything at once, and, you know. And that's one thing I'm working towards, on improving myself to be able to handle the type of responsibilities that He's going to place in my hand, type of vibe. So that's what I'm working on in life. that's my goals. But my identity is God, and I feel like everybody's identity should be in God. You know, that should be a goal. When people ask you who you is, God, not necessarily like no God, but like God, He's I and Him. I want to be a person He's proud of, to be able to say that. You know, like my spirit is strong. I have literally the faith of the mustard seed. I don't care what nobody say. I have the faith of the mustard seed. It's very strong. No matter how far I go, cause you know we all make mistakes. We all live in our flesh at times. I know. And like He done told me this personally. I believe. I have a strong belief. Cause no matter how far I go, I get mad at Him, I still know He is. I trust Him. And I believe Him. It's just, you know, sometimes I just get in my own head. Like, I can do this better. But I believe in this man wholeheartedly. Everything inside me. He's like, your beliefs take you far. It do. All you have to have that trust, that belief, and that faith, man. And it's gonna get you out so much, because at the end of the day, you trust in the unseen. And yeah, you mess up, but get back up. I would say that. Just get back up. He does not push you at all times. And yeah. And just like, yeah. The people just come in being loud. Just so loud at all times. My bad. But yeah, like I said, today was more personal because, you know, I get that a lot. People are like, you don't want people to know you. Da da da. Because I'm not worthy of knowing. I'm not worthy of knowing. The outside version of me is not worthy of knowing. Because that's changed. That's just a shell. What is important knowing is that inside, that's God. My identity is truly God. My heart is sold out to God. So, yeah. So, no, I don't want you to know me because I'm not worthy of knowing. And, so when people want to know me, I'm like, go listen to my podcast. Or go watch the old YouTube videos 3-4 years ago on the TikToks. Because that's the closest you can get to knowing who I am. And He told me that a long time ago. Now I think about it, it's all coming back. He did tell me that. That's the only way you're going to get to know me, because that's the true me. This person y'all see in the streets or talk to is not me at all. At all. I'm an imposter. Like, that's not how I really think. That's not how I really do. That's just emotions that don't build up that allow me out like that. But at the end of the day, this is my core and this is my roots. So, no, I don't want you to know me. I want you to know God. Because that's the best thing for you. And that's my identity. And that's the person that's going to get you where you need to be. And that's the person that you need in your corner. And that person that's inside me, that's God. So, yeah. Well, that's it for the episode today. This is Lyric Shoe, the Gospel Tree. See you next week. Tahe.